In Parshas Noach, we see the rainbow. And we have a minhag that when we see a rainbow, there's a bracha, we make zocher, habris, v'nema, v'briso. And it's a birkas ha-shevach. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he made a bris with Noach to never again to bring this devastation among the world, the machokas among the achronim, whether any devastation or specifically not through a mabul. And therefore, the rainbow is a sign of this promise. So when we see the rainbow, we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for keeping the promise and maintaining us even though we're not worthy. And therefore, that's what we say, God remembers and he's loyal to us, even though we're not worthy. And even though we don't need even though he'll keep his word anyway, but we know the Ramban writes by Nevi'im, he used a stick in order to this to reinforce it. But nevertheless, obviously we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyway, but he's trusted to keep his word and not to destroy us again. That's the bracha. And even it's a debate among the poskim. I say you only see part of the rainbow and not the whole rainbow. So there's a discussion whether you make a bracha or not. And the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, discusses, on one hand we see you should make a bracha on the rainbow, but yet the Gemara says one should not gaze at a rainbow. Because the rainbow, it's like Gilui Shechina. It's the divine presence. And if you look at the rainbow too long, you run the risk of losing your eyesight. Therefore, just briefly look at the rainbow and make a bracha. So that's what they reckon. On one hand, it says you shouldn't stare at a rainbow. Then now you're going to make a bracha. So there's a difference between Re'i and Istakos. To take a glance, that's okay. You shouldn't stare at it. And what about if you see a rainbow, should you tell others? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and the Kafas Chayim and others, that one should not inform someone based on a Chayi Adam, the Mishnah Berurah writes, because the appearance of a rainbow is a simen kola, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been aroused and he wants to destroy, and he would destroy the world once again if not for the promise to Noah. So given our general principle in Mishrei, that Diba Huxia, the one who bears bad tidings, he's a fool, so we don't generally convey bad news. And therefore, based on the Chayadam, one should not tell someone else about a rainbow. On the other hand, Chacham Avadja Yosef writes in the Yalki Yosef, that's the opposite. It's a mitzvah to inform others when there's a rainbow in the sky. Why? Because number one is you give a person a chance for someone else to reciting a bracha. So that's a good thing. And in addition to that, when they see the rainbow, they realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was steaming. We deserve to destroy the world, but so therefore the rainbow inspires us to do tshuva. Therefore, you should tell people on the sighting of the rainbow and inspire them to perform tshuva. Again, so that's we know in general, we don't make im afsik and bakolos, so we don't stop between when you're reading the kola, etc. So that's a question, how far you go. Since it's a simen kola, so therefore we don't want to make a bracha on the simen kola. Here he says, Baruch says, no, this is to ma'ari you to do tshuva, like we have other practices, whether it's with them, the kaparas, etc. And therefore, so I think the standard psak is not to inform others, but if you're a Sfardi and you follow Avadji Yosef against the Kafa Chayim, so then there's what to discuss.